All right, it's 2 o'clock. Let's do this now. Are you prepared, Bob?
As prepared as I'm going to be, Dan.
All right, well, Bob gave one up for the team. As yesterday would be the 20th anniversary of your first step onto any radio airwaves. And I'm sure in a few minutes, about 500 times the audience, if not more. I'm not sure how much of an audience you even had. Was this like a dorm campus?
Yeah.
Could the whole dorm receive you if they were all tuned in?
I think so, but, you know, it's one of those deals where you ask, you go buy some blank tapes and you have your future wife pop a tape into the boombox and do her best to tune in the campus radio station so that she could record it, which is what the tape you were given certainly was from her dorm room boombox.
All right, let's just...
The dorm room which I was forbidden to enter, as we had female and male dorms at Liberty.
Couldn't even go inside the room, huh? Lobby talk down there?
Certainly not after hours, that's for sure. When this was on.
You ever sneak in?
Nah. Off campus, dog.
All right.
You can hold hands off campus.
Okay, well, here, let's just play the first couple minutes. If you want to stop it anywhere and cringe or something, you can. It's not
Shut up.
As cringeworthy, seriously. Here you go. Here's Bob's 20
it's
years ago.
Not cringeworthy, Bob. We're probably going to need 3 segments.
20 years ago today. Well, you gave me an hour. I listened to the whole hour, and it's not much commercial.
No.
The sales team there at Liberty wasn't really working.
No.
It's a lot of talk.
C91 Sports Talk, Lynchburg Sports Authority. Call in with comments, questions,
all right, pause.
Suggestions.
This is not
already
Bob,
the first day on the air. I had used my Joshua Tree influence and made sure Bullet the Blue Sky was...
This is your open? You produced it?
I'm sure I had someone read it, but yeah, I definitely grabbed track 4 off Joshua Tree and rolled that below it because I thought that's how we do things around here.
C91 Sports Talk, Lynchburg Sports Authority. Call in with comments, questions, or suggestions at 582-2899. 582-2899.
Suggestions.
All right, it's 10 o'clock. Sports fans, time for C91 Sports Talk. Tonight we've got a fine show lined up for you. We have Matt Hildebrand, Liberty Flames point guard, lined up to speak with
us.
And also the three of us, Jonathan Wilson of Central Virginia News Review, Brian Sperling of the Liberty Champion, and myself, Bob Sturm of the Flames Sports Network, will rap about the issues up today in the sports world. College basketball is on everyone's mind. Pro hoops is nearing the All-Star break, and football and hockey just got done with their action-packed All-Star affairs. Riddick Bowe defended his title last week in boxing against Michael Dopes. Excuse me, Dokes. So we have plenty.
You almost landed it.
First, no.
He almost nailed the landing.
Dude, that was intentional.
Dopes. I believe that was.
Yes, his mistake was intentional.
Comedy.
Michael Dopes.
Dopes. Oh,
it's Deadskins.
Dopes.
Or the Bungles.
Yeah.
It's not Michael Dokes. Michael Dopes.
I'm just getting
that
to know this.
Sports humor.
Radio
We're
talent.
Not even 40 seconds in.
Dude.
And he's dropping. He's laying the groundwork for what will
it's
be.
It's name calling, and then you act like it's a misspeak so that if someone's angry. You didn't mean to do it.
Right. And is it
genius?
Did you have it written down?
It was a prodigy.
Did you have your Nance paper as you scratched it off after you said Dopes?
I probably had this all written out, it sounds like. Don't you think?
Yeah, dude. You're set for this is your first ever show.
Yeah.
And you are laying out a litany of topics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
wide open.
It's not one topic radio.
I can't imagine all the phones lighting up when you get into the NHL All-Star Game in Lynchburg, Virginia.
I'm pretty sure all the phones lighting up might have meant... If you saw one button,
that our buddy
almost
from
positive.
Across the hall is calling in from 5 feet away.
Right.
Dude, although
we need you to call tonight. We're dying.
Listening to this whole hour,
I need some suggestions.
I believe the ratio to giving out the phone number to taking phone calls was about 20-0.
Yeah.
Was that ratio?
Yeah.
Riddick Bowe defended his title last week in boxing against Michael Dopes. Excuse me, Dokes.
Yeah.
So we have plenty of things to talk about. Our telephone number is 582-2419. We've got that changed. Our sports hotline, 2419.
It's different than the one we gave in the open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's a new number already.
We've got that changed. Our sports hotline, 2419. If you're on campus, 582-2419, if you're off, is the number if you'd like to hop in and throw a question or comment our way in the next 60 minutes of action-packed sports entertainment. And, John, I suppose it wouldn't hurt to get started with state basketball, specifically Liberty University, University of Virginia, and Virginia Tech.
Well, Bob, the beginning of this week wasn't very kind to area college basketball teams.
All right.
He's going down his script also.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Bob.
Do you still know that guy?
Yeah, I believe we're friends on Facebook, perhaps.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Think he's local, even.
Like here?
He follows
I think so,
you?
Yeah. I think so.
No, he's local in California.
He's local. He's crazy.
Yeah, I thought you said that.
No. He's. I think he's a Dallas guy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. I'm just fast-forwarding a bit through. Let me go a couple minutes in, and we've got, I just wrote some notes. This says HSO.
It's of the year, but however, they were still there crunch time, which has to be encouraging to Flames fans and the Flames coaching staff. The team, when you're not playing well and you're still there at crunch time, things just didn't go their way, but they got to be encouraged that they can play absolutely lousy and still be within striking distance at the end.
Yeah, Bob, it was a very tight game. You know, okay. They had a chance there at the end.
All right. That's not a big deal. Let me move up a little bit to, let's go 5 minutes in. You have an HSO regarding their 11-0 start, it says here.
Okay.
So the Liberty started 11-0.
What a year.
In our state losing night, they lost 99-84 to Florida State. So UVA has really had a tough time, but Jeff Jones is saying, I'm not going to change the lineup because we went 11-0, and there's no reason to hit the panic button quite yet. But I contend that they don't have a very tough bench this year. They lost Brian Stith and some key players, Matt Blunden, to graduation.
Matt Werewolf's a Blunden.
But Corey Alexander, Ted Jeffries, and Cornell Parker got a lot of work cut out for them.
Well, I can agree with you a little bit, Bob, but
just a little bit.
All right, let me lead you into break with this. I have this labeled as gold tees. So let me fast forward a little bit here. About 7 minutes in, we're going to do our first tees of the afternoon.
Okay.
Or evening, right? And still to come after this, we have Hot Sports Opinions on the Pro Bowl, the NHL All-Star Game.
Come on, man.
A Jason Kidd story.
Wow.
Jason Kidd, I guess, was in college.
Was he still at Cal?
At this time.
Cal.
There is Cowboys talk. Boy, I'm looking through. Oh, a tough question to your guest. And Bob will tell us, why are postseason college basketball tournaments a great thing?
Bless me.
But here was
that's
his,
a courageous stand in Virginia.
Let's see his tease.
Baltimore
here.
County at 4-6, who the Flames will play Saturday up in Baltimore. Charleston at 2-9, and UNC Asheville at 2-10. We'll get to some girls' news a little later on in the show, but first we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Pro Bowl. We'll get a little survey going, find out what you guys think about the Pro Bowl and its timing, and we'll come back and take some questions from some of our callers. 2419-582-2419 is our telephone number. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
So let's go to break.
Broadcasting live from the new Metro PCS mothership.
Now back to Dan, who is following this sports story.
So 20 years ago today, you started your career, or yesterday. But is this as painful as you thought it would be? I know you probably haven't really listened to this tape, but luckily you taped it. Kids, always record, especially now. Everything's digital. You had a one-hour TDK, probably. Now you have unlimited. You have 500 gigs on your Mac. Record.
Always record. And then cringe. And then...
Is it bad?
Then hide, of course. And then, for some reason that you can't quite comprehend, hand it over to your devoted co-host and let him review it on the air 20 years later.
All right, so this will show you how dated this is. You're going to talk about a fired coach in college basketball here.
Okay.
Jason
Kidd. Take a real controversial stand.
I don't know. Jason Kidd is involved here. Among the three guys, you seem to be the most apt to have a hot sports opinion if there is one.
Okay.
I'll tell you that. If we go back and act like we were scouts and which one of these guys might go somewhere.
A little big. I
actually some big news in college basketball. Lou Campanelli, California's head basketball coach, was fired on Monday amidst some what seemed to be a mutiny from his players. To athletic director Bob Bockraff, who used to be the athletic director at the University of Arizona. And it turned out that they went to him, including Jason Kidd, Mr. Everything, Mr. Freshman, Mr. All-American, and they said they didn't like the way Lou Campanelli was from the old school, so they got rid of him. And a lot of the people from the coaching profession, and myself, but my opinion doesn't count, really think this was kind of...
Oh, sorry.
Skull it.
Justice. It, he has a winning record through the years, and the last 2 years, the University of California has been in the top five, mind you, in the entire nation in recruiting classes, and this Campanelli gets fired because the players don't like the way he's coaching. It seems to me that since all these new recruits are coming, they might want to figure out if they're going to like the coach before they actually come to the school. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah,
So
whatever that guy thinks.
I totally forgot, but Jason Kidd got his coach fired as a freshman?
Apparently so.
Totally forgot. Had no idea.
I remember it now? Because he was replaced by the assistant. They went on a pretty good run that March. Some brother took the job. What was his name?
Tall, kind of good-looking brother, too.
Oh, he was very handsome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Here I have written down that cowboy talk pops up. And it says here, preceded by... mild HSO. Let's see what it is.
Thanks, Brian. And good to hear the Hokies getting back on their winning ways after they lost a perennial power Florida International. That's real disappointing to see there. I see Radford picked up a 2-point W, so Radford moving up in the standings. You can never count the Highlanders out. Boy, John, I hate to rip on your favorite team and your favorite city, but how about those Cowboys fans?
Hey, Bob, as Bob was giving the... little update on the fighting incident in Dallas. I just got to thinking. It wasn't about the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl at all.
Oh, see, this Dallas was the City Hall riots in Dallas after the Super Bowl 28. They had
the march after the parade. Yeah, the parade. Yeah, march
out by City Hall or
just downtown.
Down
in general.
By the police department. What is that building down there? But yeah, things went crazy.
Little update
in
on
Lynchburg,
the,
I guess I was rubbing my hands together because that was exciting to me.
Little update on the fighting incident in Dallas. I just got to thinking. It wasn't about the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl at all. See, Dallas won a game this week. They beat Indiana, and so the fans that were ruining the parade were just excited because the Mavericks won. And check this out. They took the L.A. Lakers to overtime in Inglewood, but they bowed 108-100. So the Mavericks, they might get it together here pretty soon.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was our weekly Dallas Mavericks update brought to you by Jonathan Wilson.
Oh, no.
We will keep you up to date on the plight of the Mavericks all season long on C91 Sports Talk. 582-2419.
Oh, that's it? We're not going to finish our...
That's it.
Our Cowboy Riot Talk?
No, that was Cowboy Riot Talk. You had
the
a whole
Cowboys
hour.
Hijacked it, and then...
You had a whole hour,
yeah.
And that's your normathon.
It's clear.
It didn't make more than a minute.
Yeah, it's clear at the time an hour seemed like a really daunting task to fill. And so no fewer than 35 topics have been introduced already. We're very concerned about having enough material to make it that long hour.
Let me fast forward to the 24-minute mark where I have written down you had... College Hoops HSO. All right.
Well, we don't make too many. But number two, you got to understand, that's college basketball. There's going to be bad calls in championship games and exhibition games in every game. And I'm sorry, they had a legitimate chance in overtime and in double overtime to win it, and Indiana won. Now, the bottom line is they played a good game, and they did win a Big Ten game this season. They knocked off Northwestern. So all is not lost for Penn State basketball. But I'm telling you, a W is a W, and an L is an L. So I'm sorry, they lost.
Yeah, but it just goes to show you that the top team can fall and eventually will fall at any given time.
You know, that's the great thing about college basketball. If you play games on paper, things do not happen that actually happen. Winthrop doesn't come into the Vine Center and beat Liberty, for instance, if you play it on paper.
Of course not.
And UNC Asheville, who Liberty just barely beat last Monday,
there is no way they play with Liberty. And just like Penn State and Indiana, I believe Indiana beat them by 49 points just a month ago, and now Penn State was just within a hair's length of winning that game. So it's really hard to figure out college basketball, and that's what makes it one of the greater sports on the planet, I'd say. I don't know, on the planet.
Hot sports opinion.
Ending strong.
Winning that game. So it's really hard to figure out college basketball, and that's what makes it one of the greater sports on the planet, I'd say. I don't know, on the planet.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Oh. Probably on the planet. Maybe.
All right, I think we've heard probably about enough, right? We're good?
Exactly. I mean...
Well, we are about...
We're good.
30 minutes in here.
Yeah, it's
and
good. I feel like we probably all full.
All right, you won't believe what
you want to overeat?
Here. No, you're not going to believe this. So you really haven't listened to this?
No.
In the last
20
years?
No, in fact, when I handed it over, I hoped I didn't take any real strong stands on abortion or anything during this hour, because I don't have any idea what I was doing. And really, 20 years later, you just have no idea what you might have said. So this is... This is something I'd like to get over with. Maybe we can get back to, you know, who has reported to spring training.
This is, of course, for a reset. Bob, 20 years ago. 20 years ago today.
Yeah.
Or actually yesterday. It was February 10th, 1993.
Now, can everybody tell I'm from Wisconsin?
I was 4 at this time. Wait,
your 9 games in 22 days stretch or whatever it was finished, and you guys had a couple off days getting ready for Campbell and Winthrop. You came out kind of sluggish against Campbell.
Wait. Oh yeah. You're in an interview
We have Matt Hildebrand on the run here.
Is he the point guard?
He actually was there. Whatever your studio was.
Yeah, he's BMOC. There's no doubt he is. He's Matt Hildebrand.
And you guys had a couple off days getting ready for Campbell and Winthrop. You came out kind of sluggish against Campbell, but obviously you got all cylinders firing by halftime and then into the second half. But against Winthrop, it seemed like the shooting definitely wasn't there, and even a lot of the aggressiveness on the rebounds.
Did he get all of it?
Did anybody catch the earliest known mispronunciation?
I thought it was fine.
Of the word aggressive. You did?
Aggressiveness?
I think he kind of, surely wasn't like that.
Hold on,
he made a speed walk.
But against Winthrop, it seemed like, the shooting definitely wasn't there, and even a lot of the aggressiveness on the rebounds, weren't there.
It clearly came with a big Fargo accent and not a lot of confidence.
Wasn't there, and even a lot of the aggressiveness on the rebounds, weren't there. The aggressiveness.
All right, that's been altered.
Just cut out everything around
that's
it.
That's Berea-ish right there.
The aggressiveness.
This is the earliest known recorded aggressiveness on record.
Even magic.
You said aggressive in your first hour on radio. You invented butchering that word.
Even magic is laughing right now.
It's incredible. It's awesome. Hold on. Let me go back to that interview.
Man.
And what?
I hate that we run out of time like this.
Back to the interview. I have this written as, I got to fast forward, tough question time. We'll go 39 minutes into the hour.
All right.
And here we go, 39 minutes into the hour. We're almost done.
So I would say this year we are a little more focused on the tournament, and so it doesn't play as big a part, but it's still, you know, you got to go out and try to win every game you play.
Matt Hildebrand, the Flames point guard, is our guest right now.
Matt Hildebrand.
I got to tell a little story about Matt. Every time we go out on the road, I'm with the Flames.
Now, the word road does appear to be kind of a...
You've made it your own.
Wisconsin-y.
We're hearing Matt Hildebrand.
Manti.
I got to tell a little story about Matt. Every time we go out on the road... I'm with the Flames, of course, on the bus a lot of times, and
of course.
Well, you know, I mean,
yeah, I mean, I have my own personal seat on the bus.
Let's be honest,
I travel with the team.
I'm already a big deal.
I got to tell a little story about Matt. Every time we go out on the road, I'm with the Flames, of course, on the bus a lot of times, and the interesting thing about Matt is when all the air lights are turned off and people are sleeping. Matt's hitting the books, getting ready for class the next morning, and that's
still
something real impressive.
Hang on, pause that. Is he the white point guard of Liberty?
I was kind of hoping. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he's coach's dream.
All the other brothers.
All the other guys
sleep.
Are fake.
They have the shoes on.
You pack your lunch. You pack your lunch.
They're just out. And now
there's no question.
This guy's studying.
There's
he
no
cares.
Question. If one player on Liberty's basketball team was going to marry your sister, it would be Matt
O'Brien. Wow.
Right. Interesting thing about Matt is when all the air lights are turned off and people are sleeping, Matt's hitting the books, getting ready for class the next morning, and that's something real impressive. A lot of student athletes do take considerable pride in their classes, but I just gotta say that it really seems to me that you take an awful lot of interest in what your grades are.
Well, you know, that's what we're here for. We're student athletes.
That's chin music there, boy.
That is. Wow. Did he throw down his headset and walk out?
I mean, I can't believe you would ask me something like that.
Hey, I thought this was going to be a friendly
How do you find time to study with all the charity work you do?
If there's one criticism I have about you, it's that you always, might try too hard.
Always helping old ladies.
You're the only one
between,
with your books.
In between
else?
Perfect free throw shooting and a... an amazing form on the three. You're also helping old ladies and feeding the hungry.
If you want an HSO on postseason college basketball?
I could live without it.
If you want tickets for the Big South Tournament, going on sale at Liberty Ticket Office. So make sure you get in touch with them if you want to go see it. It's going to be a great tournament, and the Flames are hoping to do well there. Coach Jeff Meyer and friends are really excited about this year's prospects, and obviously Terry Truex and his Towson State team is excited, and Billy Lee and his Campbell and so on. Everybody thinks they have a chance, and that's why these postseason conference tournaments are a great thing.
Right.
So I felt like because everyone thinks they have a chance, that makes the tournament a great thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Right.
Everybody thinks they have a chance, and that's why these postseason conference tournaments are a great thing.
We used to have tournaments where no team thought they had a chance.
Right.
Now we've designed these tournaments so they do have a chance.
But you know what?
You're lucky if half the teams even showed up.
His co-host didn't have a thing to say because what? He nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Those guys totally checked out or passed out.
You want a couple teases? Nah. Let's go tease to break.
I've never figured out baseball salaries. Anyway, we'll be back in about 60 seconds to talk a little more sports. We got Matt Hildebrand coming up, so stay tuned.
Here's a Mavs HSO plus a tease.
Those Mavericks are so bad they don't even lose right. They're trying to get Chris Webber in the lottery or whoever they want, and now they're going to screw that up by winning a couple games. I tell you, everything's going wrong in Dallas. We got to take a break here. We're going to come back to our final section of sports talk on C91.
You really got
in
Dallas in your sights.
I honestly expected me to be saying bad things about the Cowboys.
It's the one city you mentioned besides Lynchburg. And you mentioned it a couple times for some real weird reason. Now here, just a little flavor of what station Bob was on. Two more pieces of audio and we're done. Let's see here. This is the station you were on. I thought this needed to be played. Here's a promo.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Saturday, it's a Saturday. Take a break from your work. Take a break from what they play on the boring, out of ordinary radio station. It don't matter if you're black, white, Dominican, or Haitian. Spin the dot on 91. We sing with Jesus Christ, and the music that we're playing is made to rearrange your life. So to hear the news, we talk about the single spot slam. Spin the dot on 91 for Saturday Night Jams. Yo, this is Brian Mall, and you're invited to join me on Saturday nights from 9 to midnight here on C91 for the Saturday Night Jams, where we'll be investigating the cutting edge of Christian rhythm and blues rap, hip-hop, house, and techno. That's Saturday Night Jams from 9 to midnight only on C91.
That probably didn't take long.
Wow.
So Christian hip-hop.
Cutting edge of house.
Yeah, man.
On your Christian house.
Saturday Night Jams.
Is that a 15-minute
we'll
show?
We'll be investigating the cutting edge of Christian rhythm and blues rap, hip-hop, house, and techno. That's Saturday Night Jams from 9 to midnight only on C91.
Why not?
See ya.
Was that promo controversial, Bob?
Boy, that guy's personality plus.
Did you hear
it?
Did you hear this? I can't believe he's doing that. They're rapping the
I don't
freaking
think so.
Promo.
I think Everyone pretty much thought they were on the cutting edge of everything.
20 years ago, Bob was trying to work a little shtick into his game.
Now over in the Western Conference, it's hands down Phoenix Suns. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge. I'm not sure how the rest of that song goes, but the Barclays Bruisers, or whatever you want to call them, they're really going on all cylinders. They got five great starters. In fact, Kevin Johnson is just really getting with the program there, and I think they're going to be tough to beat in the West.
And now, let's sign off the hour.
We're good.
We're 59 minutes in.
Well, it's been a fun 60 minutes, but guess what? We have to go. I'm sure you're all disappointed. But tomorrow night, Flames basketball, women at 5:30, men at 7:30, both against the Towson State Tigers. And we'll be back next Wednesday night at the same time, same station, C91 Sports Talk. And next week we're going to talk about someone from the Salt Lake City, about the NBA All-Star Game that's about to get going next week. And we'll also talk to a local personality, probably about Big South basketball. So we'll be back next Wednesday. For Jonathan Wilson and Brian Sperling, I'm Bob Sturm. Good night, everybody.
We're going to talk to someone. I mean, a local personality. And it's probably going to be about Big South basketball.
Let's just say...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's just say we've been unable to narrow down exactly what guests will have.
But it's probably going to be about Big South basketball. So we're good.
There's chances that we're probably going to talk to someone at some point.
Perhaps.
About something having to do with sports.
That wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't, actually.
All right. Well,
show number one, it wasn't. Oh, of course
that's
not.
That's great. That's where the bar. It's show number one.
For
that
sure.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, sorry to see that that's over. There it is, boys and girls. We start the next 20
tomorrow,
years here.
We are going to play some audio from the 20-year anniversary of Bob's second ever show.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, it's 2:30 late on the ticket.
Hi.